Yesterday we were discussing the Isser of Isha Obita. And the Chiddush that Isha Obita is different than all of the other Arayas in the Torah, according to Taisus at least. All Arayas in the Torah are the way we learned all along, that the Isser is the Isser Mishas Kedushin, that a person is not allowed to marry in Erva. And the Chiddush that comes out of the Re in this Taisus, it's more Mefurish in Taisus on Tzadik Zayin, even in the Taisus Yeshanim here, that the Isser of marrying a woman and a daughter, which we could call Basishtai, we could call Chamaisai, however you want to phrase it, that Isser is Osir only if there's a Maisa Bia, because of the Pasik Legalai Serva, or if there's a Nisuin, because of the Pasik She'er, the word She'er, which is Mashma Nisuin. What?
Bia
alone, there's an Issa Bia on the daughter of somebody to whom you're married. Now, if someone's married to the mother, then there's an Issa of Legari Salvasa of Gila Yerva on the daughter. What seems to come out from this Taisus is that a Maisa Kedushin alone does not create an Isser on the daughter. If somebody is Mekadosh a woman, Kedushin alone, there's no Isser afterwards to her mother or to her daughter. There's no Isser to do a Maisa Kedushin or even a Maisa Bia afterwards. What's the Isser? Kedushin? There's no din by Kedushin of Isha Obita. That's the Chiddush that seems to come out of this Taisvis. The Chuppah alone, that there is no Isser. So yesterday I mentioned to you that this is Shver from many Gemaras, two of which we mentioned yesterday. One, the Gemara and the Mishnah in Kedushin Daf Nun, which says, if you Mekadish Isha Ubita Ka'achas, Einon Mekudeshes, which says that someone who's Mekadish Isha and her daughter at the same time is not Chal. Why is not Chal like Taisvis? There's no din of Kedushin of the Erva of Isha Ubita. So why can't a person marry a woman and a daughter, even a chatchila? There's no Isser Kedushin alone. The second kasha was a member of Rabbi Yechanan in Nazir Daf Yud Beis. Rabbi Yechanan said that if you sent a shliach to be Mekadosh and Isha for you, and you let him choose whoever he wants, and the shliach got lost, he never came home, so you're married to someone you don't know whom. So Rabbi Yechanan's lashon was Osir B'chol HaNashim Sheba'elam. He can't marry anyone because maybe he's married to that person's sister or mother or daughter. So the Gemara said that if you could find a woman who has no sister, has no mother, has no daughter, has no relative that would ask her, then you can marry such a woman. What do we see? That you can't marry a woman who has a mother, because maybe the shliach is mekadosh you to the mother and now you're marrying the daughter. But our Taisus is mechadish that there's no, by Kedushin alone, there's no Isser of Isha Obita. There is no Isha of a, Isser of a mother and a daughter. This is the major problem that we have often the Gemaris, that our Saiser, the aside of this Taisus. The aside of Taisus is that Isha Obita is only an Issa of either Legalis Erva or She'er. There's no Issa of Kedushin alone. We have Gemaras that are Saiser. There are a few more Gemaras. These are the two that are most clear.
Generally, Elison leads to Nisuin, so maybe that's
Chashash. You mean that Chashash to Rabbanon? That's going to lead to Nisuin. We're talking about the Raisa now. So what you're saying is correct, but the Stipler says it with something more. And as I said yesterday, I want to tell you the Stipler's Teretz, but the Stipler's Teretz by itself is hard to understand. the Hagdama to the Stipler's Teretz has to be the Stipler elsewhere, the Masechtas Kedushin. In Simitas Vav, in Masechtas Kedushin, he explains his Shita in Kedushin v'Nesuin. And what it means, Kedushin and Nesuin? If you read that other Stipler and you come to this Stipler, so it's not so hard. It's much more understandable. So at the end of Shir yesterday, I was explaining to you the Stipler, the way he touches up, the way he analyzes the concept of Kedushin and Nesuin in every marriage, nothing to do with Arayas. He's talking about a regular, ordinary marriage of a man and a woman that are mutter to each other 100%. The Torah says that to be fully married, you need A, Kedushin, which is Kesar Shtar Rabiah, and B, Nesuin, which is Chuppah. I told you yesterday, there are five shitas in the Rishayim in what's Chuppah. If it's the Yichud room, that's the Rambam Shita. If it's the canopy, if it's the Badekin, there's a Shita that means to spread a talus over the two of them, which is the meaning that many have. And the fifth Shita is that it's to go home and live in a home, husband and wife. But we use the word Chuppah. Chuppah is Nesuin. Now, before the Stipler, they're two totally different things. You want to be married to a woman, there's Kedushin, there's Nesuin. They're two separate things. And in order to be married, you need two. Why do you need two? As I state in Torah. Now, if you're going to go with such a Mahalach, that there's Kedushin, there's Nesuin, they're two separate things, to be married, you need both, then the Stipler's Teretz in our Sugi is not going to make sense to you. One thing has not to do with another. It's like in order to get into a house, you need two keys. So you unlock one door, you take another key, unlock the other door. One thing has nothing to do with the other. If they're totally separate things, then the kasha is a good kasha. Then the kasha, what was the kasha on Taisis? That Ishu Bita's only aser if you have Sheher, which is the Suin. If you have Kedushin, there's no Isser. Okay? If Kedushin is no Isser, so then I don't have a Teretz. It's Sheher from these Gemaras. What the Stipler writes in Masechtas Kedushin is that Kedushin and the Suin are two parts of one thing. Taich Kedushin is a Maisa Kinyan. It's a Maisa to acquire a woman. We mentioned many times, you don't own the guf of the woman. You own the ishus of the woman. You own her ability to marry. Kedushin is a Kinyan in a woman. It's a kinyan ishus, kinyan of a marriage relationship. Kedushin is a maisa. Nesuin, once you have the kinyan, now you have to go ahead and use it. Someone gets a license to open a liquor store. He's blessed to open the liquor store. If he just has a license, he's not going to have any business. I don't mean to compare marriage to a liquor store, but it's the same idea. Kedushin is a license to live together, to be together. And the Suin is the carrying out of the Kedushin. Kedushin, you kain it, you have the rights to it. And the Suin is what the Stipler's Lashon is, the Mitzius of Ishus. Kedushin is the Kinyan Ishus. And the Suin is the Mitzius of Ishus, the fact that you are together. And they work hand in hand, they go together. You get a right to do it, and then you do it. Now, the Stipler himself says two nafkaminas that I mentioned yesterday. He says, Kedushin needs Das Kinyan. When you give her the ring, you have to know that this is a Maisa Kinyan. If you don't know it, it's nothing. If you think it's just a tradition to give a ring, you're not kind of, you have to know it's a kinyan. But Nesuin does not need a das for a kinyan. Nesuin needs that your intention is to be husband and wife. But if you intend to be husband and wife, you don't have to know that there's such a thing as Nesuin. You take a friar yid, you teach him this kedushin. If he doesn't know that there's Nesuin, it's fine. As long as he intends to be together as husband and wife, that's fine. The Suin is a mitzias, it's a fact. If you have the mitzias, it's good. You don't need that. That's one nafkamina. The Stakler said in his Chiddush. And the second, he came to answer a Mishnah Lamelech who wonders, why can't you do Nisuin first and Kedushin second? What's the difference in the order? Mishnah Lamelech is Chayker. What's the difference what you do first and what you do second? Now you all understand, if you have two keys to get into a house, it doesn't really matter which one you unlock first and which one you unlock second. Stifler says it's only in one order. It can only be in Beseder. Because the Kedushin is the right to create such a Metzias. And then you create the Metzias. It's Dafka in that Seder. It's Dafka in that order. The third Dafka mean I mentioned to you yesterday is that Eidei Kedushin have to see the Maisa Kedushin. They have to see the act of the Kedushin. But for chuppah, you don't have to see a ma'aser. You don't have to see them walking into the chuppah, walking into the yichud room. You don't have to see that. You have to see the metzias. They are in the yichud room. They are under the chuppah. You don't have to see the ma'aser. You don't have to see the badekin. If you see habadekt, that's good enough. It's not the ma'aser. The ma'aser badekin sets up that she's badekt. But it's not the ma'aser. Even if the ma'aser will be done not by the husband, the ma'aser could be done by someone else, even by a guy. As long as she's badekt, l'shem kedushin, l'shem ishus, says this. As long as she puts on the veil, l'shem ishus, because the minig of the nice Yisrael when they get married is to wear, the basula is to wear a veil. The badekin itself, the mitzias of being badekt, b'shas maisa, is the chasna, is nesuin. You should know that when everybody gets married nowadays, it's not the chosin's badekin that did it. Because don't think that when you badek your kala before the chuppah that she stays with the veil over her until you put the ring on. In between, they take off the veil. She doesn't wear the veil straight. Right? The veil comes off. Whatever they have to do, give a bracha, talk to people, look where you're going, fix the makeup, whatever it is. The veil comes off. So even though we have the ceremony, the chassan does the badekin, but lamaisa, very often the badekin is done taka by someone else. The badekin, which is after the kedushin. Because that's not the point. The point isn't the maisa badekin. The point is being badekt. Being in that case, that's a kedushin. That's a nesuin. So these are the three nekudas that I mentioned to you yesterday. And again, the aside is that not two kinyanim. Don't think that two kinyanim. You could use that language loosely, that two kinyanim, but it's not a maisa kinyan, the nesuin. It's a being together. That's what does it. Now there's one other major difference between kedushin and nesuin. Kedushin, you all know, we had it many, many times, that by Kedushin, if there are no Eidim, by the Kedushin, it's nothing. If there are no Eidim, it's nothing. If a man and a woman are in a room, alone, and he gives her a ring, and he says, Hari Amakudeshusli, and he means it, and she means it, garnished. Kedushin needs Eidis L'Kiyume. We discussed why, but the fact is, it needs Eidis L'Kiyume. What about Nesuin? Does Nesuin have to have Eidim? Now you all know that at a wedding, at the Yichud room, we have the minig is to have Eidim. Is that really a Eidis L'Kiyume? Is it really? Otherwise there's no Nesuin? So I know a Maisa. Chassan Kala got married. And they went home after the wedding. In the middle of the night, they called Rav Pam and they said they realized that one of the Eidei Yichud was a relative. So it's a funny thing to ask after the wedding, are we married? Are we really married? One of the Eidei Yichud made a mistake. What Eidei Yichud was a relative? So Rav Pam told me the next day that there's Nar Sameach. The Samech is mitzadeit, he brings the machlokes brises, but he brings such a shita that nesuin doesn't need eidus l'kiyume. It doesn't need eidus l'kiyume. Nesuin is chal even without eidim. You have to realize this particular couple had one type of nesuin with eidim. The chuppah was with eidim. The way they kedushin saw the chuppah. Like the Rambam, they were missing the suin. Right? So it could be Saimach on the Shita that it's not Adis, you don't need Adis Lakiyume. Now the fact that Kedushin, what?
I understand that the girls will need it the night of the wedding, they don't redo the Yichudim afterwards.
That's another marshal. If the Kala is a Nida the night of the Yichud, the night of the wedding, so we do a wedding, because we don't pass the Yichud or Rabbiya, we don't pass the Rambam. We do the Rambam al Tuchum. So the Kala is a Nida. So you do the whole wedding normally. You don't do a real Yichud, because there also be Yichud. Later, she goes to the Mikvah, she becomes Ais Nida. So then they're fully married. The meaning most people have is not that when she goes to the Mikvah, now they're going to call in Eide Yichud and make Eide Yichud. Now by the Sfardim, they do. By the Sfardim, it's a strange thing to us, we would never dream of such a thing, but the Sfardim, if it's Chuppas Nida, then when she goes to the Mikvah, they make a Suda that night. We do it in everything very shtila hate, but the Sfardim, the first time she goes, if it's after the wedding, they make a Suda, and they have Kasef and the Suda, and they pass like the Rambam. They only need Yichadaroi Labiyah. Lididan, our meaning is not to have Eidim by the Suda, by the Rambam's Suda. So Lamaisa was Samech on such a shita that Nesuin doesn't need Eidus L'kiyume. What? An Ansadi, that they be Yichud together. An Ansadi, so maybe an Ansadi is also good. Could be. The point is, the main nekuda with all of this is that Kedushin and Nesuin are not two identical things. You have to do one, you have to do the other. Two kinyanim. Like to buy a house, you need one kinyan. To buy a car, you need one kinyan. And to buy to get married, you need two kinyan. It's not so simple. It's not the pshat in Kedushin and Nesuin. You need one thing. That one thing is sort of a process. You kind of the right to do it, and then you do it, and then you have issues. That's the way the Stipler looks at Kedushin and Nesuin. And I mentioned yesterday, there's an Avnei Nezer who says a very similar thing. That it's a process. With this Havana in Kedushin and Nesuin, we come back to our Sukkah. Now here, let's not lose the Shaychus. What's our Shaila? A fact, Taisus holds, the Isser Isha Ubita is only Nesuin. Or Maisa Tashmish, Maisa Bia. If there's a Nesuin to one, then the other one's also. If there's Kedushin to one, and a man is boiled the other, he's not chayiv for being boiled in Ayurveda. That's Taisa Shita. So we ask the Kasha, if you mekadish both of them simultaneously, it should be chal. It should be possible to give Kedushin to a mother and a daughter together. Zuck the Stipler. It's not true. Any Kedushin which it's efsher for it to come to Nesuin is not a Kedushin. There's no such thing as a Kedushin which can't end up in Nesuin. Because what's Kedushin? Kedushin is the kinyan for the Metzias of Ishus. Getting a kinyan for a Metzias of Ishus. If the Metzias of Ishus, which is what we're calling Nesuin, can't be, if that you can't come to that, then the Kedushin is not chal in the first place. Then you can't do Kedushin. If somebody would have Nesuin to a mother, there's no Chalois Kedushin to the daughter. Because it can never come to Nesuin, even though it's not Aveira in Kedushin. But it can never come to Nesuin.
The Kedushin of the daughter can come to Nesuin.
The second one can't. Whoever's second can't. No, if you did Nesuin to the mother,
but they didn't
then
Nesuin was
just conditional is done today.
Oh, I'll get to that case in a second. One second. In this a simpler case first, if there was nisuin to the mother, now you can't give kedushin to the daughter. Why? Because the kedushin to the daughter is not a kedushin that could ever come to nisuin. So there's no chalais kedushin. Taich kedushin is a haschalas nisuin, or call it a license to nisuin, a kinyan to nisuin. But it can't be chal if you can't do nisuin. There's no such thing as a kedushin that's efshet to end up in nisuin. That's the assumption. You're right. You can have a license for a liquor store and not open it. But you can't get a license to a liquor store where the license itself has a clause that you can't open the liquor store. You can't get a license to a liquor store where in the license it says you have a license but you can't do it. That doesn't make sense. What kind of license is it? So if someone has nisuin to the mother, he's getting a license to marry the daughter, but he can't marry her. That's not a license. A license to do it, but you can't do it. That's just the stira and they obey. This type will use the word stira. It's a contradiction. No. It's not. That's kedusha shem isurin labia is machlaikis. If it's machlaikis abayin rava. It's not pashut on kedusha shem isurin labia because kedusha shem isurin is not totally in this. Kedusha shem isurin labia is an isur when they are sveikis. That's the Gemara's cases of Kedushin. Somebody is Mekadish, Echad Mishteina, and Mishtei Achayes. So since it's Kedushin that never come to be, it's not a Kedushin. If you want, you can explain it using this. That Kedushin has a license, has to end up in Bia. You can explain it this way, it's explained very well. But it's not Mukhruch from Kedushin Mesurin Labia that Nisuin is the same as Bia. That Kedushin has to be Mesurin Nisuin. So it's very similar. But what we're saying is the Gemara has a concept of Kedushin Mesurin Labia. That's the Machlaikis. What we're saying is Kedushin Shem Mesurin Lenesuin, that's Zichah nothing. That's not a Machlaik. That's for sure. So now, let's go back. We had two Gemaras that I mentioned that are Shver. One will answer very easily. The other will have to explain. The first one was Kedushin Daf Nun. What was Kedushin Daf Nun? You can't. If a person gives kedushin to a mother and a daughter simultaneously, ka'achas, it's nachal. That's easy. Nachal. You can't get a kinyan in two women, a mother and a daughter, to marry to have ishus to both of them. Can't be. It's a steer. It's a contradiction. You're doing two things that are contradictory one to the other. With one ma'isa, you want to have a right of ishus to a mother and a daughter. No such thing. You can't have right to ishus for mother and daughter at the same time. There's no such thing. So that case, when you mekadish two together, that's, like I say, answered pashut. Nazir daf yud beis. That's trickier. What's the case there? Rabbi Yechonin's case. A man made a shliach. He said, go out and be mekadish any woman for me. And the shliach disappears. Now you have a man who figures he's probably married, but who knows to whom? Could be anybody in the world. He goes out and he finds a woman, he wants to marry this woman. This woman has a mother, no other relatives, only a mother. He comes to Bezdin, Bezdin says to him, you can't marry this woman. Maybe the shliach was mekadosh the mother, and now the mother got a good look at you. She says, well, she's pretending it never happened, she's not interested in you. So you can't marry this daughter. Maybe there was a kedushin to the mother. So now the question is, why can't I marry this daughter? Because maybe there was a kedushin to the mother. So what if there was a kedushin to the mother? Kedushin to the mother was saying, doesn't make an isser. I can be boil the daughter. I'm not over an erva. There's no issa erva. There's no issa erva tar at all. Suck the stipler. You can't do kedushin to the daughter. Because that would be a stira to the first kedushin. You can't have a kedushin to a mother and a kedushin to a daughter at the same time. That's a stira. You're buying a right for ishus and a mother, and a right for Ishus and a daughter. You can't do both. If you'll be Bayal the daughter, the taka won't be over in a Sarava. There's no Issa Erva. Because the only Kedushin to the mother doesn't create an Issa Erva to the daughter. As Taipla says, you'll be over the Issa of being Bayal the Pinuya without Kedushin. Now I'll be Bayal the Pinuya without Kedushin. Which the Rambam holds, and then the Samri Shayna holds, and it's their eyes. But why isn't the Kedushin Chal? So here the Stifler is saying, a bigger Kedush than Kedushin Afnun. He's saying that you can't get a Kedushin to two women who you can't marry both. If you give a get to the mother, then you can marry the daughter. It won't be an Isra Bas Ishtai, because it wasn't Sheer. But calls a man, there may be a Kedushin to the mother. It's a contradiction that you can't have a Kedushin to the daughter. Not because it's an Aveira, if you do Kedushin to the daughter. The Maisa Kedushin is nothing. It's just there's no Chalais. You can't create a Kedushin to a mother and a daughter because you can't have Ishus to a mother and a daughter. So this is the way the Stipler answers the Kashis. The way he explains our Taisvis, it's a chiddush in the din of Isha Ubita. The whole Taisvis is a chiddush. The Stifler is significant not just because it answers the kasha on Taisvis, but because it works with the working mahalach in Kedushin and Nisuin. It's a working idea in the way Kedushin and Nisuin work. It's needed by many places in Shas, this idea, the way the Stifler explains Kedushin and Nisuin. And the Yisayit is Emes. Once the Yisayit is Emes anyway, so certainly we'll use it here to explain Taisus.
Why can't I
leave
a Kaddish to daughter? The same way it wasn't a Kaddish to mother. I have a right to be a Kaddish to mother. So I have a right to the Ishus. So I can never be a Kaddish to anybody because I have a right to the mother's Ishus. I can't be a Kaddish.
Right. So you're asking, can a person get engaged to two girls? Let's assume today is a Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom. You're not going to marry two women. Could you get? Getting engaged doesn't have any halachic significance, right? Engaged is a promise to get married. So let's say, put it this way. Could a woman get engaged to two men? No, I'm married to men. Could a woman get engaged to two men? So you'll tell me she could do it. I mean, she'd have to back out of one of them. Probably they'll both back out on her. But could she get engaged to two men? I guess so. So you're telling me, let this man make a kedushin to a mother and a daughter, and one of them is he's going to back out of. That's what you say. But, it's a good question. Mustam, the answer is that it lacks in the definition of kedushin. Getting engaged is a promise. All right, so you made a promise here, you made a promise there. Kedushin is a kinyan. It's a beginning. It's the beginning of something. It can't be the beginning of nothing. You can't put yourself in a situation that you can't. It doesn't exist. A situation we have two kedushins, and they can't come to the suin. It can't exist. That's the definition. But what is kedushin? Kedushin is something that's chal. It's not a. It's not a physical thing. It's not a key. It's not a book. It's a concept that's chal. That concept can't happen. It can't happen that you have this sort of being promised to one person and being promised to another. Here, not promised. Here, you have haschala of nesuin to one, haschala of nesuin to the other. If it's a mother and a daughter, it can't be. You can't start both processes. One of the processes has to come to an end.
When you finish, when you do nesuin to one, and the other one never took place.
You still have to give her a get. It still took place.
Yeah, but it never finished off. So
an engagement, you could say, it never happened. It's not going to ever happen. You can't do that to kedushin. Kedushin is something real that happens. It happens. You want to undo it, give her a get, and then you can marry the daughter. But calls them out, it exists. What exists is a entrance into an ishus to the mother. When you're entering into an ishus with the mother, you can't enter an ishus with the daughter. The two things can't exist. All right. This is the Stiplus Mahalach. I think I like it. If you ma'ayin into it, it definitely requires a certain amount of squeezing, but it's kedai because it's always better to have a teretz that works with concepts we know than new ideas just to answer akasha. And is the stipler's teretz. I know downstairs I had problems with some people with the stipler. So I'll tell you a second pshat in Tosfos. If you like it better, I have no problem. Certainly more smooth. You don't need big hakdamas. The hakdama is a simple hakdama. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz has a teretz, which Reb Nachum brings here in the Chedush Reb Nachum, Eis Chafei. He brings his shver, was Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, I believe. And he brings his teretz. He has a more typical teretz, b'derech, the more typical dinei atayrim. He says there are two dinim in, to put it this way, two dinim and a mother-in-law. Two dinim in marrying a mother-in-law. One is that she has a shem erva. She's called an erva. Now we know. Anybody who is Issacharis too is called an erva. She has a shem erva. In addition, there's a lav in the Torah on Lesikra Bulagales erva. There's a lav. So there's a shem erva. She has this label on her erva. Then there's a lav. So it's Chaim Shmulevitz. Tosfos is talking about the lav. What's the lav? How are you over the lav? You're over the lav only if there's nesu'in to one and then a bia to the other, or a bia to both. To be over the lav, you have to be mekayim the Lashon Hakra. Lashon Hakra is like sikru legali serva, or whatever, ishu bita leisigala, ervas ishu bita leisigala, or she'er. That's how you're over. You're asking me from Kedushin Daf Nun and Kedushin Taifsin. That's a separate din. And Kedushin Taifsin Barayas. And Kedushin Taifsin Bechayve Krisis. There's a halacha that women who are Arayas and Kedushin Taifsin. It's a separate din. There's one din by an Erva, Kedushin Anat Taifsis. So you're not over a lav. You're talking not over a lav. But still, there's a halacha that you don't have to face Kedushin. So let's say somebody is Mekadish a mother and then boil the daughter. He's not over on a lav because Ishu Bita is only if you boil both or if there's Nesu into the first one. Not over a lav. And there's no Chalais on the second one. There's a Maisabiyah. You're not over on the lav. If the second one you want to be Mekadish, you want to be Mekadish, it's not Chal. Not because there's a lav. Because she is a person who's an erva to you.
What makes her an erva?
The Torah said that being boiled, this person is karis. Any woman who you boil is, who, if you boil both of them, it's an issacharis. The isho bita is the issacharis. That creates a shame erva. Lamaisa, there's a shame erva on a mother and a daughter together. Kiddushin can't be typhus on the mother and daughter together. To say that the second one is the erva alone, you can tell me you're allowed to be bayal. But the isha ubita is an erva. So for kiddushin to be typhus on isha ubita, there can't be tvisas kiddushin on isha ubita. Isha ubita is an erva. That package. And the meila.
How is
according to the stipler, how a kedushin taifis b'chayve asay? What's the problem? B'chayve lavim, you mean also? Yeah. A kaddish a woman whom I could do nisuin to, no bichal. There's not very in doing nisuin. If kedushin is chal, nisuin is chal. That's the whole stipler. Kedushin is chal, nisuin is chal. Okay, this is the site of taifis. The din of Isho Bita is one last shtickle on Isho Bita. It's funny that most Ervis, just one case. Isho Bita, so many variations. There's a totally new case of Isho Bita, which the Aruch Lener on Daf Tes Amud Aleph clears. The Aruch Lener clears the following shaila. Someone marries a woman. Nothing to do with Yibum. You marry a woman. You get divorced from her. She goes and marries someone else and has a daughter. Are you allowed to marry that daughter? What's a shayla? You marry the mother, you can't marry the daughter. But it was never Isha. Isha, we say, means Lashon She'er, Lashon Ishtai. It was never Ishtai Upita at the same time. When this was Ishtai, the daughter wasn't born yet. When it was Ishtai, the daughter wasn't born. Is there an Issa of Isha Upita if at the time that she was your She'er, she was the one you were married to, the daughter didn't exist? This is the Aruch L'Neris Kler and the Tesseman Aleph. If we understand Isha Bita means Ishus, so if there was no Ishus when the Bita existed, is there an Issa or isn't there an Issa? This is his Kler and the Tess.
The other way around.
It's the other way around. The mother was born after the daughter?
No, the mother's not around anymore.
The mother's not around anymore because once the Issa was Chal, it doesn't go off with Misa. Right? All our ways don't go off, so... Because there the Issa was already Chal B'Chayah. See, Claire is what's it in.
So,
what? But you need a pasuk for it. That's right. Maybe if I can.
Why should it be
Aser? It's not Isha. Why should I like that? Why should it be Aser? Everyone's going to tell me about it's Aser. Why should it be Aser? Lamaisa, what's it called? Is she called Ishtai forever? Is that the Shekhinah? Do they have to? This woman was Ishtai, and the Bita is a Bas. Okay. You're saying that Mumstava shouldn't be Aser because it means at the same time. I thought everyone would have a gut reaction the other way, because the mice is Ishtai and the mice is Tador. Okay, I don't know. We'll get to Daftes very quickly, and let's see. Reb Chaim Oizer and Achiezer, Chelek Bey, the beginning of Simen Yud Aleph, brings a raya from our sugya that it's Aser. How's it a raya? Because Rashi and Tosfos said, Bitai in the Mishnah must be Bitai Manus Aser. Because every Bitai is Bas Ishtai. That's what Rashi and Tosfos said. The Bita in the Mishnah is Bita Man Asasai. Otherwise, every Bita is Bas Ishtai as well. So, from Chaim Eiser, according to the Aruch L'Neir, I could come up with another case. Listen to the case. A man is Megarish a woman while she's pregnant. From him. Because that's the Bitai. In our Mishnah, it has to be his daughter. So, a case where she goes marry someone else and has a daughter is not going to work. A man divorces his wife while she's pregnant, and the daughter is born later. According to the Aruch L'Neris Kler, this is not Bas Ishtai. According to the Aruch L'Neir, here you have a case, it's Bitai, it's definitely his daughter. Biologically, it's his daughter. Definitely married to a woman. So it's Ma'anis, a woman, and she becomes pregnant, it's also his daughter. It's definitely his daughter. But it's not Bas Ishtai. So that's Rav Chaim Eiser. I could come up with a case of Bitai that's not Bas Ishtai in such a case. Could be his daughter and not the same time that it's his wife. Rashi and Tosfos say that Bitai Manusasai, they apparently hold the only case where you could have a case where it's his Bitai and not Bas Ishtai. Bitai Manusasai. According to this, I could have another case. What? But the Aruch L'Neir's clair was that maybe it has to be Ishtai at the same time Bita is alive. Right? The Aruch L'Neir's clair is the lav of Isha Bita.
It's the clue in Bat Ishtai already, because Bat Ishtai is anything that was done through Ishus. The reason that it's also kind of clue is because it wasn't done through Ishus.
But what you're saying is not what the Aruch L'Neir is saying. But you're saying you're right. The Aruch L'Neir's tzad is that it has to be Ishtai at the same time that the Bas is alive in the world to be an Issa.
That's if it's not your child, it's clear. This is his child.
So why is that different? It's not ishtai ubita at the same time. It's just a bitai. The pasuk of bitai it is. But it's not bas ishtai.
It's already included in bas ishtai.
Why is it included in bas ishtai?
That's where Rashi understands. Anything that, it could be my daughter from a different
through marriage. Through ishas, you mean?
As long as
through
ishas. And that's why it's not included in ishas.
Okay, not mochach, it could be. It's mochach through ishas. If you need ishtai bita in the world at the same time, you don't have it. This is Reb Chaim Weiser's right. Okay, so much for Isho Bita. Let's get back to the Shaklavataya of the Gemara. As you've all learned, the Shaklavataya of the Gemara carries on a little bit, so I'd like to work on the Lashon HaGemara. I do want to just remind you of the kasha I asked yesterday without answering. Why the beginning of Tosfos cares about Ein Masira Min Adin? I mentioned yesterday that the Gemara doesn't talk about it. About whether you do get an Aish, you don't get an Aish, that's not the sugya. I'd like to learn, let's learn a little piece of Gemara. And we'll see if we can come back. Maybe it'll help us with Tosfos, maybe not. But look, you all learned the Gemara straight down, which talks about the order of the Mishnah. Okay, we're going to learn it. I want to point out to you that there are two possibilities of logical reasons to make an order. What logical reason is there to put a Seder? Damid Beis had something called Chumri Chumri. It's logical to go in order of Chumri Chumri, whatever is more Chumr. The Gemara is such a svar. Gemara said it can't be. Why? Listening Chamaisa Bereisha, or Basa Chamaisa listening Kalasai. So Gemara shlugged it up. But the Gemara had to have a mina number one, that Chumri Chumri is the reason, the way to go. Then the Gemara said, Hani Dasim Joshua Chavivale. Gemara has a problem with that. And the Gemara comes to a second Svara, that Krivi, whoever is closer to you should go first. What I would like to point out to you when we learn this Gemara, something I didn't realize on my own, is that you can learn this Gemara two ways. Either that Chumri Chumri were finished with, that was this Amid, the Gemara shlugged it up, finished. Krivi Krivi is the way to go. Or you could learn that in the Maskana, Krivi Krivi is the first order. Then within the Krivim, you still go in the order of Chumri Chumri. But there are really two ways to learn the flow of the Gemara. I don't say there's a tremendous nafkiminus between them, but if you're Medayik and Rashi and Tosfos, you'll see that Rashi and Tosfos seem to argue about this. The Marsha, there's a Marsha here, the first Marsha in Gimel Amud Aleph, who learns one way, and then in the Madura Basra of the Marsha, he seems to recognize that the Machlokes is Rashi and Tosfos. There are two ways just to learn the Shaklavatari of the Gemara, and it's important for Pshat, I'll tell you why. Let's just learn the flow of the Gemara. The way I learned the Gemara, and I suppose most of you did, is like this. The Gemara said, Chumri Chumri, let's start from the beginning of the Gemara, just follow along with me to say it. Mechti. Kulo meyaches ishi alvina. Listen yaches ishi bereisha. Chitei matan of Chumri Chumri nakit. Maybe the Mishnah goes according to Chumri. Rav Shimon Yidam Esreif HaChamura. Yachi, it's the Chamaisa Bereisha. Ikas Reifa b'Chamaisa Ksiv. If you're worried about that, Chamaisa is the Ikas Reifa. V'ayit basa Chamaisa b'Kalasa, the basa Reifa is Gila Chamura. So Gemara slugs up Chumri Chumri. Ella. And the way I learned this Gemara, Ella, we have Charata, forget about Chumri Chumri, new Teretz. Ella, Bita, Kim Dasa Midrasha Chavivalei. People like Chidushim. It's Chaviv to a person of Chidish. You never meet someone in the street and you tell them, you know, I just saw this great pasuk. The pasuk says this and this. People, it's not chaviv to people, even though it could be this guy doesn't remember there's such a pasuk, but yeah, that's not the way. You meet someone in the street, tell them, oh, I heard this great chiddush, a chiddush people like. That's pshat in the Gemara. Kivan da'asim in drasha chaviv alei. Drasha is chaviv, people tell it over first. So the Mishnah starts with drashas. So Bitai is a drasha. Which drasha will have soon? Hena, Hena, Zima, Zima. So Kima comes up a drasha, it's Chaviv. For the Gemara, kulunami midrashi yasi. Everything else, how do you know it's part of a mivam? It's all a drasha from Achais Isha. So kulunami, kulu means all of them except Achais Isha. Everything else you also learn from a drasha. It's like the Gemara, the healing in Yibum asi midrasha. You're right. For Yibum, you learn out of a drasha. Ikarisirayu behedjiksu. Who? Everything else, the Isser is Beferish in the Torah. Bitai, now the word here, Bitai, Ikarisirayu Madrasha, doesn't mean Bitai. It means Bitai Manusasa. Right? A regular daughter is Beferish in the Torah too. It says in the Torah, Bitai. But Bitai here means Bitai Manusasa, Ikarisirayu Madrasha, Domarava, Amarabisa Baravdimi, Asya Haina Haina, Asya Zima Zima. Now here I have a problem. Make up your mind. It's Haina Haina or Zima Zima. You learn the Gemara. Has a ring to it. Haina Haina, Zima Zima, and you go back to it. But make up your mind. Which drasha? Is it Haina Haina is one drasha? Zima Zima is another drasha. And which drasha are we talking about? Rashi tells us, Haina Haina teaches you what? In other words, Rashi say Isser. Haina Haina tells you this is Isser. On Bita Manasasa. Zima Zima teaches you Sreifa. Asya Heina Heina Zima Zima. Two drashas. One drasha for Isser, one drasha for Sreifa. Stop. Who cares about Zima Zima in the Gemara? Why does the Gemara bring Zima Zima? It's in the Shver. We're talking about Icarus Sarai, we're talking about the Isser. Just say Asya Heina Heina. Don't confuse me. Such a long Rashi. Who wants long Rashis? Rather have a short Rashi. Say Asya Heina Heina. It's a very short Rashi. Asya Heina Heina. Bita Masasi is Asa. Gezer Shava Heina Heina. Gemara says Zima Zima. Rashi has to give the long Rashi to explain why they are two, and then a second Rashi to explain the drug. Why is the Gemara bringing Zima Zima? So I looked at the Taisis Yishanim. I was very happy because look at Taisis Yishanim. Right in the top, he says Omer Rava Asya Heina Heina Lisura. He only brings Haina Haina. And he explains the whole Gemara with Haina Haina. So I was thinking, Taisi Shana must have a different Girsa. Then, later in the Taisi Shana, the next piece, he explains the whole Gemara with Haina Haina. The next piece says, Vashya Zima Zima. He brings, explains the Drasha. And he says, Ein Lahakshayz. Kedavalem Asya Haina Haina. Just bring Haina Haina. Now he really means you should learn out the Sreif also from Haina Haina. Via Schleimer, and he explains. Whatever his explanation is, it's a little hard for me. But Haina Haina again for Sreifa. So you don't need Zima Zima. Do everything from Haina Haina. That's what it means. Haina Haina should teach you Isser. Vein Lahakshais. Have a Leila Meimer Asya Haina Haina. He's saying we should have said Asya Heina Heina. You mean because you want to go back to Sreifa back? So maybe that's what he means. So that's what he means. That you, because he explains Zima Zima, you have to go back. So then I don't know why we need the Zima Zima in the Gemara. He explained the whole Gemara with Haina Haina. Then he explained Zima Zima. It's a good explanation. But who needs it in the Gemara? Who needs Zima Zima? Yeah. If you're going to learn, not the way we just learned, you learn that the Gemara doesn't have charata from Chamiri Chamiri. The Gemara is maida that if you have a two reasons, if you have one reason to go in an order, then within that reason, Chamiri Chamiri still applies. Einchin still applies. Then I could understand that Gemara is still talking about Einchin. Tell you, Bita Meretzasi is also Sreifa. It's still of interest to the Gemara to talk about Einchin. Alright, so it brings the Einchin. If you learn that we're forgetting the Einchin, so I guess it's no saga vachinokit. Just Yitaka didn't have to bring it. It's not so schwer. The Gemara tells you information you don't need. But then it's Zima Zima. Therefore, You need Heina Heina no matter what, yes. You need Heina Heina, Mita will come first without this. You're right. So why do I have to tell you the Einish? In case we'll have two things that are Asi Midrasha, that this one is also Sreif. So the Gemara says, how shall we come as Asi Midrasha Chaviva? Listen, the Achal Achaisi Shilu B'Saif. Achaisi Shilu should be very last. That's the only one that's Beferish. So the Gemara, Aidi, Dairi B'Sa Achvasa, Tani Achaisi Shilu. Once it's talking about Achva, it talks about Acha. Lesnai Lai Bavala B'Saif. Why does it say the whole Acha, all the Achvas are cases last? A ton of Kurvi, Kurvi, Nakat. We want to go in the order of Kurva. A ton of Bitae, that's the closest. Bas Bitae, Bas Benai, the Kurvi Atzmai. I did Tana Shosh Daras Lamata, Dida, Tana Shosh Daras Lamata, Dida. Vai Tana Shosh Daras Lamata, Dida, Tana Shosh Daras Lamayla, Dida. Tanakh is va khisi may de kreve atsmay va di dairi besacht was tanakh is shtay. So maybe the whole order is based, you group all the similar ones together, and it's based on kurvi. And me may lo bidinu de kadma la kalase me kami es sach shtay bei lamay. De lo mishim kurvo da siri I di dairi besacht va tani es sach shtay bei lamay. Va ne tani kalas. So we're explaining here the order of the Mishnah. It's Kurvi Kurvi. It groups things together, which is Mustafa to all of us. And it's an order of Kurvi Kurvi. And the only chesaron is that Bedinhu, it should have said what? It should have said Kalosai before Eish Yisachar Shalaya Bailamai. Why should it say Kalosai first before Eish Yisachar Shalaya Bailamai? Because Kalosai is what? Should have said Kalase first. So why should it be closed first? Why? Why shouldn't it? The Gemara says the whole Mishnah is good. Everything is Krave, it's groups. Any of us could figure this out. It's not complicated. You go Kraven. So you have three. Bitai is the closest. So once you have Bitai, you go to Bas Ishtai. Three. When you have Ishtai, you go Ishtai up. Three. Everything is very good. One problem. Kalasai should be before Eishach Shalai Ba'alamai. Why should a daughter-in-law be before Eishach Shalai Ba'alamai? So look at Rashi. The first white, the middle-sized lines. Mishum, the Kalasai Chamira Tfei. Rashi says, it should say Kalasai first, because Chamiri. That means Rashi's learning that the reason of Chamiri still applies. Krivi is the first criteria. When you finish with Krivi, you go into Chamiri. It says Kalasai is Skila, so therefore it should be first. So Rashi learns that in the Maskana we're still talking about Chamiri. Taisvis Mekami Eish Yisachim says no, it's Kruvi, it should say first. Taisvis learns that Kalasai is Eish Yisbenai, Kruvi Min Ayotvei. Taisvis learns that a Kala, means a daughter-in-law, is closer. So we have here Machlaikis, Rashi and Taisvis and Pshat Al Nafkamin the Maskana in the order of the Mishnah. If it's totally Krive, or if when you finish with Krive, you go Basar, or what's Chamiri today? So this is the Machlokes. Period. We finished. The Gemara has been Mesader, the Inyanim that have to do with the Seder, with the Seder Mishnah Seinu, and we're finished. Now, next piece of Gemara, which really starts with a new kasha, Ma'iri de Tana Paiteres, Lusni Aiseres. That's the Gemara we're going to start with next man, Mitz Hashem. We're going to start with that Gemara's kasha, Ma'iri de Tana Paiteres, Lusni Aiseres. What I would like to do for tomorrow, we are going to go into Yom Kippur and come out of Yom Kippur and go into a Ben Hazmanim, which is 15 days long. And we're going to come back to this, and Yevamos is going to be a distant memory. I think we'll remember the Sechta, but a lot of the Yesaitis we have, I'm afraid, are going to be distant memories. What I'm going to do tomorrow, first of all, those of you who are not caught up, make sure you catch up. What I'm going to do tomorrow is I'm going to bring in Chazara sheet, not for everything we did. So it's only one Seder. I mean, more than one Seder. There's only one Seder for this. I'm going to bring in a sheet with the main yesoides that we discussed. The three or four main concepts. We spoke about it quite a bit. But again, it's going to be, I'm going to bring in a sheet. I'd like you to do chazara on it. I'll give a chazara share on it tomorrow. When we come back, the day after Yisro Chag, when we come back, the first thing I'm going to do is we're going to review that sheet again. I'm going to go over the yesoides that we learned. So we should have a kinyan in these yesoides. These yesoides are going to keep on coming up as this man goes on, and therefore it's important. There's one thing I want to tell you, is that the game plan for the year is the following. We are going to skip the sugya of Asei Doichel Oisei. I think you all know there's a long sugya that starts from the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis called Asei Doichel Oisei. It happens to be a very unique sugya in two ways. One is it's very geschmack. It talks about all the mitzvahs, you know, it talks about on Chavtes Amud Beis and Kedushin. You start talking about things like Kibbut Aveim and Mitzvah Tzitzis. It's a geshmaka sugya to go through. It's also very unique. I don't know any other place in Shas that has such run-on sentences. You can have a whole Amid that's one long sentence. It's a very different and interesting sugyas. And it goes from Gimel Amid Beis to Ches Amid Beis. We're going to learn Asei Doichel Oisei Yitzhar Shem. We'll probably start Rosh Chodesh Adar Aleph. We'll spend the last 2 months with this man. The last 9 weeks, just when you need a new Ashkala, we're going to start Asei Doichel Oisei. Say what we are going to do is learn. We come back. We're going to finish Daf Gimel, but then we're going to go to Ches Amud Beis to the sugya, which continues. One of the things that makes Yavam is very hard in the Yeshiva Welt is the fact that when you learn it b'seder, you learn it, you learn Yavamis, you get into Yavamis. I'm talking about 15 days without it. You're going to spend 5 blat, Shmaka blat, you're going to spend another 2 months or 3 months, and then you come back to Yavamis, it's like last year's Masechta. And that's one of the things that makes it difficult. I'm hoping it should help. I have a good friend who's a Maggid Shir in a Beis Medrash in a different yeshiva. He told me, I spoke to him about learning Yavamis the first time I'm teaching Yavamis. He said when the yeshiva wanted to learn Yavamis, he wasn't for it, and they said they were doing it anyway. He said, okay, I'm just never getting Pesach Ches Amud Beis. The whole year we're going to learn. We're not going to get Pesach Ches Amud Beis. It'll go well. You spend the whole year on that until Ches Amud Beis, it goes fine. I'm not going to spend the whole year until Ches Amud Beis. And therefore, I think the refuah for a lot of the problems is this idea. We are going to, we'll finish Daf Gimel, go to Ches Amud Beis. We're going to get into the second parak. I'm not quite sure we'll finish the second parak. We'll get well into the second parak. And then we'll come back to Asei Doichel Oisei. That's the game plan. But for tomorrow, again, I hope to walk in the morning with chazara sheets that you should be able to use and to do well. We'll have a chazara sheet tomorrow. And in the meantime, at least catch up to where we're at.